it was. I don't know anything about the food sovereignty. What we're doing. I know the general group of people that are working on it and support the things they say when I hear them speak. I can't speak the specifics of the paper. But I do know I'd rather have a tomato from that friendly face I don't know than to eat one out of a can or to peel a sticker off that says California. And I've heard a lot of talk about goats and milk and such and people having trouble. And the Jack and Beanstalk story had a cow. But can you imagine if Jack came home from school, the cow's dying, mom's sad, sends him off to sell the cow, halfway along, eats grass as it goes, winds up able to milk for the first time in a week, Jack finds a bucket, and someone takes the milk, the bucket, and the cow from him because he didn't have the right paperwork or he did something wrong. That bothers me. Please do pay attention to these folks that were just up here from out of town, rather than seeing them as not locals who came in with ideas from out of town. Oh, no. They're heroes. We need to work toward the direction they're talking. We write our laws as the world progresses. As we see problems, we put out fires. We do what we can. We always have. But 1854, I think it says. So, 1854, you've got tomatoes in your backyard. Your sister lives across the street. She's got tomatoes. She brings tomatoes over. Her tomato tastes better because she shared it. You know, and along the way, canning food was exciting. When they started canning food, it was like, holy cow, this stuff lasts all winter. And we had canned tomatoes. Anybody want a canned tomato? Not unless you're making sauce. Don't want it. This is a good direction. We need to go in this direction. Please do. That's it.
Thank you, Dave. And I missed it. Would you mind stating your name and your address again? I'm sorry.
I'm Dave Webb. I live down the other end of the street.
Thank you, Dave.